This episode is brought to you by Audio Canvas and Transmission Roundhouse.
No, Han, I've already gone through two glasses of wine. The waiters are probably gossiping about the lonely lady drinking her feelings. It's already been 20 minutes. He has. 10 more and I'm out. I just really wanted this to go well. I feel these bloody apps work for everyone but me. Well, actually, it is true, Hannah. Do you remember Fairground Guy?
Fuck!
Maybe we could try the Ferris wheel?
No. I was so close that time.
I feel like I'd rather...
Look, I said I'd win you the giant duck, and I fucking meant it.
Okay.
So, can I borrow... 10. I'm out of cash.
And he wasn't even the worst one. Then there was Cleavage Chris. And that's why I stopped. It was a really painful time in my life.
Yeah.
What about you?
For sure.
Excuse me?
Sorry, what did you say?
That is the standard that is out there, Hannah. I mean, is there something wrong with me? Both of those happened before. No, don't worry. I just wanted to vent a little bit. 10 minutes. That's all he's got.
Another glass, miss?
Yeah, please. Actually, forget it. I think I'm going to head off.
Mary? Hi, I'm Joe. So sorry, I know I'm so late. Have you been waiting long?
Half an hour, actually.
I am so sorry. The rail strikes are just impossible at the moment.
Yeah, I got the tube here too.
You're right. I should have planned better. Can I get you a drink to make up for it?
Red.
A glass of red, please, and a ginger beer.
You're not drinking?
No, not for me. Probably for the best. Imagine how late I could have been if I was navigating the train lines after drinking. How was your day?
Pretty dull. I was just in the office.
What do you do?
Oh, just admin.
Just admin? What are you doing, just admin?
It's a tech startup. I'm just trying to make sure everything's ready to go for when we're live next week.
Oh, nice. What kind of technology is it?
It's in the medical field.
So vague. You're teasing me with the mystery.
It's not on purpose. I just don't want to bore you.
Try me.
Okay, it's this tracker that gets linked to your heart and blood vessels and monitors the condition of them, basically. It'll prevent heart attacks, prevent embolisms, detect atherosclerosis, hopefully save some lives.
Jeez. And that's just admin. That sounds amazing. What a cool thing to be a part of.
Thanks.
How long have you been doing that?
Only a few months. I'm still the newbie.
Cheers.
And what about you? What riveting things have you been doing today?
Well, Joe, everything looks good. The fit works. The colour alignment is perfect. If I do say so myself. You're all set. Do you have any more questions for me before you head off?
How long before it feels, you know, normal again?
I'm sorry to say, Joe, it probably won't ever feel the same as the real things. But you will get used to it. It will eventually be your normal.
Right. Thanks for everything, Dr.
Veer.
Course. Sorry. I have to shoot, I'm afraid.
Yes, of course, but before you do, I have the final declaration form that I need you to sign.
Work was long, I guess. We're stretched in the office at this time of year.
Oh, working on anything exciting that led you to be so late on the tube?
Well, I guess sort of.
Must be declared at customs to all healthcare professionals and insurance companies. The information of your product will also be shared with law enforcement bodies such as the police and relevant employment agencies. In event of breakage, please contact...
Would it at least buy me some sympathy points if I told you it's my dad's funeral tomorrow? I had some last-minute preparations to do before the ceremony.
Oh, Joe, I'm so sorry.
Nah, don't be. He was a prick.
Oh, I mean...
I know we're supposed to love them, but we can also sort of hate them too, right?
You weren't close growing up then?
No, not at all. About as far apart as two people can be. It was me and my mum against the world. He hurt us both whenever he got the chance, especially after drinking. He was an alcoholic arsehole. Actually, he was a sober arsehole too.
Is that why you don't drink?
Okay. You're good to go. Nice plans this Valentine's then?
A date.
Oh, lucky lady. Better be more careful with this one though, eh? Just kidding. She won't know what hit her.
Sort of. I've been sober for a few years now.
Do you miss it?
More often than I'd like to admit.
Are you always this open on a first date?
Are you always this inquisitive?
Listen, I'm not complaining. Usually daddy issues wait until third date minimum, that's all.
Ah, okay, I see. So that must mean you have some opinions on the matter too.
Oh, now who's being inquisitive? Fine, I'll do a quick summary. I grew up in this tiny village. Everyone knows everyone sort of thing. I didn't have a lot of friends, and my parents didn't really make that easier on me. They were both in politics, so didn't really have much time for raising children. So a lot of me was raised on the internet.
Oh no. Young exposure to that place sounds quite dangerous. I hope you weren't exposed to too much.
It's weird. Sometimes I don't know which parts of me are algorithms from my parents' search history and which parts are my actual parents.
And which parts are you?
Well, probably the worst of both worlds.
Nah, I don't buy that for a second.
Are you ready for the starters?
Yes, I think we are.
Okay, very nice. So today as our starter, we have a French pea and wild mint soup with baked Himalayan salt and black pepper crouton with a creme fraiche finish.
Beautiful, thank you.
Thank you.
Just like Mum used to make, huh?
Yeah, mine often harvested French peas and mint leaves for a casual dinner.
Of course. When I'm not at work, I'm actually back on the farm myself. You know the one in the middle of Liverpool Street?
Yeah, definitely. Classic London attraction.
Please enjoy.
Salute.
Was that your fingers? You have prosthetics.
Yes.
Who did you hurt?
An ex-partner.
You're missing two fingers.
I assaulted her twice. I was drunk. That's the real reason that I don't drink anymore.
Right. How long ago did they remove them?
A few months ago. I've been saving up for prosthetics since. I know I was a bad man, especially under the influence. As soon as she pressed charges, I joined AA and I still go to this day. And look, I know maybe I should say in my dating profile, but it's so shameful. Not just the fact that I did it, I'm still so haunted that I could do that, but that I'm marked for it. It's like every day I relive it.
Well, I'm sure she does too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
That's pretty disgusting, Joe. You don't think maybe you should have mentioned this before the date?
I know. I shouldn't have hidden that from you, but I just really wanted this to go well. I wanted to show you how much I've grown and I'm a better man now. People don't see you for who you are. They just see you for what you did.
Was it sexual assault or... you know what? I don't even want to know.
Mary, I know I don't know you very well, but I can already tell you're not just beautiful. You're intelligent, kind, funny too. I don't expect you to forgive me any more than I expect her to forgive me. But I would never hurt you or any other woman. I'm so disgusted in myself and the things I've done.
I think I'm going to go.
This is prosthetic glue. Mary, do you have prosthetics too? If you want this back, you're going to have to tell me. Your tongue?
I guess we've both made mistakes. Can I have my glue back now?
You hurt someone too?
A video leaked of me online saying certain things. Racist things. Eventually it got back to HR and then their bosses. I had to leave the job a few months after my removal.
How long did you have to talk like that?
About a year, until my prosthetic got fitted.
What was that like?
Well, it was awful, Joe, thanks for asking. I didn't even remember what I sounded like. Which parts were me and which were this thing? Even now, I'm not sure if this is how I used to speak or if this is someone new entirely. And any time I spoke to anyone, they immediately knew what I'd done and they just...
Never saw you the same.
Yes. It feels like no matter how much I've been punished or the lives I could save, I'll never be seen for the good parts of me. The me that was there before. No one understands what I've been through. It's like no one even tries.
It's lonely.
Yeah. Not to mention the price. I mean, how many service add-ons can one company come up with?
The insurance is insane, to be fair.
Right? Like, realistically, is anyone actually going to steal something colour matched to my tongue?
Judging by how fast mine fell off, I guess I'm pretty likely to lose them on the tube tonight.
Who did you go with in the end?
Pro Aesthetics. They seem pretty legit.
Yeah, they did my dad's. I'm surprised they've fallen off this fast. They're supposed to be quite high-end.
That's what I was told. Starting to have my doubts now, honestly.
Well, maybe you could ask for a discount or something.
Sorry, guys. I've been sent by the manager to ask you to leave the restaurant.
Excuse me?
Why?
Some of the other customers have expressed that they are uncomfortable with you being here. Please, collect your belongings. The exit is on the left. The bill will be settled, but if you do not vacate immediately, I will call security.
I didn't like the soup anyway.
Me neither.
Come on. Oh, sorry. May I?
Let's get out of here.